سورة الانشقاق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا السماء انشقت وأذنت لربها وحقت، وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت وأذنت لربها وحقت.
When the heaven is split asunder and listens to and obeys its Lord, and it must do so, and when the earth is stretched forth and has cast out all that was in it, and become empty, and listens to and obeys its Lord, and it must do so. What then will happen?
Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi.
O man, indeed you are striving towards your Lord, a sure returning.
Kadhan is when you reach somewhere with great toil. In other words, this life that we've been given is not just so we indolently waste it away. So we just squander these precious moments, just killing time and passing time and not caring about how quickly these moments are ticking by. See, Allah says, إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. Allah is addressing all of us personally. We are moving on towards Allah. Inexorably, the train of life is moving on. Some passengers have realized that they have to get off. Any station, they could be told to stop. Whether it's the station of youth or adolescence or middle age or old age or maturity. And some passengers think that this train is going to go on forever, that they're just going to die in this cabin. So they're so busy decorating this cabin, they've forgotten that they need some cash for when they get off.
إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِي.
Then you will meet Allah. Hazrat Ali once said that this world is moving away from you and the hereafter is coming towards you. So be children of that which is coming towards you. Don't be children of that which is moving away from you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, حَاسِبُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Do your own hisab before your hisab is taken. Be analyzing your actions constantly. Analyze each and every action. Will this be enough for me? Will this be enough for Allah's pleasure? Then as for him who will be given his record in his right hand. So his call came and he got off from that train. And now what's happened? As for him who will be given his record in his right hand. فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. He will surely receive an easy reckoning. وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. He will return to his family in joy. Like when someone is promoted or when someone, you know, receives a promotion, whether in his job or in his education, or they receive their degree and their diploma and they return to their loved ones in joy, telling them, we made it. He will return to his family in joy.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ.
But as for him who is given his record in his left hand, he shall pray for his destruction. When do we pray for destruction? When do we pray for death? When we can't take it. When we can't bear it. So people say, I wish I could die. On that day he will wish that he could die. And he shall enter a blazing fire and be made to taste its burning. Indeed, he was amongst his people in joy. Too busy having a good time to even think about the hereafter. Indeed, he thought that he would never come back to us. And we also think that. That we are not going to die. There's lots of time left. Lots of time to obey Allah. Lots of time to read this Quran.
Bala, inna rabbahu kana bihi basira.
Indeed, his Lord has been watching him. So I swear by the afterglow of sunset, and by the night, and whatever it gathers in its darkness, and by the moon when it is at the full, لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَن طَبَقٍ. You are all traveling from stage to stage. Birth, infancy, childhood, adolescence, youth, middle age, old age. We don't know which station we'll be called off at. We don't know which stage will be our last stage. What is the matter with them that they still don't believe? We know that death can come at any moment. Still we don't want to think about it. Still we like ostriches hiding our heads in the sand. What is wrong with them that they don't believe? And when the Quran is recited to them, they do not fall prostrate. We hear the Quran. We know what's in the Quran. Still we don't obey. Still we ignore it. No, those who disbelieve, yukazibun, are denying. And Allah knows best what they gather. So announce to them a painful torment, except those who believe and do good deeds. For them is a reward that will never come to an end.